Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
...that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003, or log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPAJX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Oil prices are creeping back up again today, now trading near $134 a barrel, in part because of concerns of increased tensions with Iran. In Europe today, President Bush said it's vital to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The president says it would be an incredible threat to world peace if Tehran built one.
The free world's going to say, why didn't we do something about it at the time before they developed it?
So he says now's the time for diplomacy, and after meeting with European allies here in Slovenia, says the choice remains Tehran's, with clear punishment if it does not heed the world's call.
We're going to continue to isolate you. We'll continue to work on sanctions. We'll find new sanctions if need be.
Sagar Meghani with the president, Ljubljana, Slovenia.
On Capitol Hill today, Senate Democrats failed in an attempt to get Congress to consider a windfall profits tax against five of the largest domestic oil companies. They had wanted to roll back $17 billion in tax breaks the companies are expected to get over the next decade. At the same time, America's trade deficit has jumped to its highest level in 13 months, in part because of the amount of money being spent on foreign crude oil. The economy is the main issue on the campaign trail, with John McCain using a speech to a business group to blast Barack Obama's tax proposals.
Under Senator Obama's tax plan, Americans of every background would see their taxes rise. Seniors, parents, small business owners, and just about everyone who has even a modest investment in the market.
And Obama was quick to respond in an appearance in Missouri.
My tax plan will cut taxes for 95% of workers, because we need to put money back into the pockets of struggling middle-class families and close the egregious tax loopholes that have exploded over the last 8 years.
A dam has collapsed in the Wisconsin Dells, sending torrents of water into the region. Several homes have been carried away by the high waters. This is AP Radio News. Three types of raw tomatoes are now linked to salmonella contamination that has been reported in 17 states. McDonald's, Walmart, Burger King, Kroger, Outback Steakhouse, Winn-Dixie, and Taco Bell are among the companies that have pulled the product from their menus and store shelves. FDA Commissioner Andrew von Eschenbach says not all tomatoes, though, are at risk.
Tomatoes in the supermarket that are still on the vine, or the small grape tomatoes, these are good products that we want to continue to use.
The FDA is investigating the source of the outbreak. Some of the biggest names in sports broadcasting are in Baltimore today to pay tribute to the late Jim McKay. Among them, former world driving champion and ABC sports commentator Jackie Stewart.
He carried a dignity with him, style, and a manner that I don't think any professional in his field even came close to achieving.
McKay was host of ABC's Wide World of Sports for decades. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by Visa. Visa knows there's nothing small about small business. We help companies realize their larger-than-life potential at visa.com/small business.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered. Claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
They're recalibrating, reformatting, reprogramming, and rethinking. For 8 years, those who run the right-wing noise machine have dreamed of unleashing their fury on Hillary Clinton, the candidate.
Slight change of plans, fellas.
The right-wing noise machine, will it beat Barack? Or will he break it? Listen, learn, activate your passion on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom in the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Boy, a lot going on. Yesterday, Dennis Kucinich introduced 35 articles of impeachment against George W. Bush on the floor of the House of Representatives. Didn't have quite the weight it would have had it come out of the House Judiciary Committee. In fact, that's really the way it has to go, unfortunately. And didn't have quite the weight it would have had he had, say, 30 or 40 or 50 members of the House standing with him, unfortunately. But I think we need to acknowledge and salute his efforts, particularly given the outcome, the revelations, frankly, of the Senate Intelligence Committee from last Friday, that the Bush administration lied us into this war in Iraq and the ongoing occupation, that they've been lying to us all along, that they knew that they were lying to us from the very beginning. And kudos to the two Republicans on the Intelligence Committee, Olympia Snowe and Chuck Hagel, who said, yes, release this information unredacted. They fought the other Republicans there and succeeded. So, anyhow, number one. And number two, just a quick heads up, wanted to let you know, Crude Impact, great movie on the nature and problems associated with oil and an oil economy. And, you know, the world based on oil is playing on the Sundance Channel. Today at 9:35 Eastern Time, 9:35 on June the 10th, on Friday the 13th, it'll be at 10:35 in the morning and at 3:35 in the afternoon, all these Eastern times. The movie is called Crude Impact. I'm in it. But even if I wasn't, I'd recommend it. It's a great movie. I strongly suggest that you TiVo it or DVR it or check or watch it or whatever on the Sundance Channel, that movie. Speaking of oil and speaking of energy policy, both Barack Obama and John McCain are calling for cap-and-trade programs. A cap-and-trade program is where the government says, okay, let's say that there's 100
million tons of carbon being thrown into the atmosphere right now, or let's say, you know, 100 tons of carbon being thrown into the atmosphere right now, we're going to cut that down to 90. You can only 90 are allowable, so we're going to give permits for 90, and people can trade and sell those permits, and so there's an economic incentive. There is a difference between the two plans. Carrie Lucas is with us. She's the Vice President of Economics and Policy at the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org, the website. And Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Great to have you here with us. My sense of this is that two things. Number one, that the main difference between the Obama cap-and-trade plan and the McCain cap-and-trade plan is that Obama wants to auction off all of the credits. In other words, they have to be paid for from the get-go, and McCain wants to essentially give them away, which is the mistake that, the Europeans made. And my second guess is that you're opposed to either one of them.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really focused on the difference. I don't, you know, I don't know that I'm not happy about the idea of the government using this as a big revenue raiser just to expand government, which I'm sure an auction would help do. But I'm more concerned about the entire concept of adopting a policies that will really be have a really very extreme economic impact and for very little environmental benefit. Even if you buy into the entire human-caused global warming case, if you accept this as fact, this bill would have an almost negligible impact on the environment and on that warming, and yet it would cost lots of jobs, increase the cost of energy for all of us, increase the cost of goods across the board. So it'd really make us a lot poorer.
You know, let me disagree on all points, Carrie. Yes. First of all, neither the McCain nor the Obama camps, neither the official Republican or Democratic Party positions agree with you on that. Secondly, I do agree that there is a problem with this cap and trade. I mean, basically, the bottom line, the question that we have is, are we going to have cap and trade, or are we going to have loot and pollute? Right? I mean, you know, is it going to be unlimited profits for the oil companies and massive amounts of carbon dioxide being dumped into the atmosphere at the time when the world's top scientists are telling us this could destroy future generations? I mean, literally kill off humans. Or are we going to do something, and cap and trade is at least a market and government partnership, as it were? The problem with cap and trade in Europe is that because they didn't combine tariffs with it, and I don't see this in either Obama or McCain's programs, and therefore I'm concerned about both of them, because they didn't include a tariff in there that said, okay, if you want to get around cap and trade and you go to Morocco, for example, which is where most of the European countries are going for their manufacturing, Morocco is kind of for carbon production has become like China is for us for factory floor stuff. If you go to Morocco and you produce the most carbon intensive part of your product and then just import it back into Europe, there's no import tariff that would represent what that carbon tax would be essentially in cap and trade. And I think that we need to have that here, and the Europeans are seriously looking at that, at the deficiencies of their own program. Your thoughts on the difference between cap and trade and loot and pollute, and how to make cap and trade better if we're stuck with it?
You know, I think that we need to be, what people need to do is they need to start getting educated on the costs and benefits of all of these proposals, because I think that there's a lot of folks out there who like the idea of being pro-environment and just accept this idea of alarmism about global warming. And I know that
By a lot of folks, you mean a majority of the world scientists.
Well, you know, it's actually interesting because you know, I know that you're going to just paint me as a wacko for doing anything that would say we need to take a little bit of caution when it comes to the science. But you know, there's a really interesting book out there that I would encourage everybody to take a look at, and it's a guy who's a journalist, and he went through, and it's called The Deniers, because so much of the media and so many people have tried to paint anybody who questions the idea, the Al Gore version of global warming, have painted them as, you know, crazy flat earthers, and it goes through and it looks at how some of the top scientists in the world have been questioning aspects of the global warming case. There's so much climate is incredibly complicated when we're looking back over the course of millions and millions of years of the Earth's history. You know, the relationship between how much carbon is in the air and our temperature is not as clear-cut as Al Gore would like to make it be.
But the one thing we know is that when we pass the 350 parts per million threshold, and we're pushing 385 parts per million now, and we were around the 200, in the mid-200 range just 150 years ago. When we passed that threshold, we hit a level of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere that this planet has not seen in over 600,000 years before the emergence of the human race.
Well, I think that people need to go out there and read a whole bunch of different analysis of the science out there, because one thing I think we just need to be a little bit skeptical and cautious about all this and to realize...
Let's be skeptical and cautious about the oil industry pumping more and more carbon dioxide, this huge experiment that's being done on the atmosphere of the entire planet. You know, Carrie, the entire height of the atmosphere is only about 5 miles. You know, you and I could walk that in a little more than an hour, the distance from Earth, from where we're standing to the top of the troposphere, you know, the majority of the atmosphere that we use and breathe. That little it's only 5 miles, that little thin band of air around our planet is being, you know, basically dumped into. I mean, you know, we're pouring all these pollutants into it. That's the experiment that we should be skeptical of.
Okay, well then Tom, then why aren't you out there saying, okay, we need to just outlaw carbon emissions? Let's go ahead.
I think we need to tax carbon. I think that we should do what Sweden did and say, you want to emit carbon, $300 a ton, no problem.
Okay, and then but I think that all your listeners should out there, this sounds great, and okay, yeah, let's go and do this. But realize that you are going to be assigning people, particularly in the developing world, to absolute abject poverty.
People in the developing world produce very little carbon, Carrie.
And they won't for as long as if we want to just trap them in the world.
No, they will be at the forefront of non-carbon technologies, and there's a whole bunch of them out there. It's called solar, it's called wind, it's called biomass, it's called geothermal.
That we're ready to go fully to solar, then, you know, I think if you hear...
If we can, in 6 months, if we can convert every car manufacturing factory in the United States to manufacturing tanks, as Franklin Roosevelt did in 1943, if we can do that, we can go solar.
Okay, well then you're going to have, right now you've seen what...
And look at how many people went to work as a result of that, by the way.
Well, if you right now want to see what happened to the world food prices, have been climbing and causing starvation in places like Africa, in part because of our push for to use corn for ethanol, and so corn is no longer...
That's
available.
Only 3%. 3% of total corn usage in the United States is for ethanol, and it's not significantly affected. Although I agree with you, corn is the worst. We should be growing hemp, and we should be making biodiesel instead of corn. But nonetheless, that's not the biggest factor.
The biggest factor
is the collapse of the dollar and
the groups that you believe for global warming, like the UN, you take all the scientists for them for fact. I know that they've blamed a lot of what's been going on in terms of rising food prices on our energy policies and on this increasing use of biofuels. This is a real effect, and it's going to only get worse if we head down this road.
Okay, you had the last word. Carrie, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you.
Carrie Lewis, the Vice President of Economics and Policy at the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org, if you want to read all about it. Carrie, thanks a lot for being
here. Thank you.
16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
You know your car has an air filter, but how about a cabin filter? Okay, I'm going to take that silence to mean that you don't know. Well, it's time to talk to someone who does. So hop in your car and head over to Advance Auto Parts, where Purolator Breathe Easy Cabin air filters are 25% off. That'll improve your finances. And keeping your car free from pollen, dust, and smog, that'll improve your air quality. Offer ends June 28th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
First of all, Two Men and a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible. Maybe you just need movers for large or bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget and will pack and move as little or as much as you'd like. So let us take the headache out of moving. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is, wearemovers.com. Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Myron Licht, host of Free to Be Healthy, my new talk show on Saturdays at noon. Please make an appointment to join me so we can discuss ways to restore your health all for free. Did you know you're free to be healthy if you choose to be? That's Free to Be Healthy Saturdays at noon right here on 1480 KPHX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created the Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Local economies are strong economies. Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. 1480 KPHX prides itself on providing the Valley a truly unique independent voice and also on working primarily with locally owned businesses. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers the way it's supposed to be. Often the most important ballot you can cast is with your own wallet. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour as we work out the bugs here. Speaking of working out the bugs, you know, it's amazing. This is not something new. I mean, this is not a brand new problem. This is a problem that we've known about for a long time. And once again, we can track this back to Ronald Reagan. I mean, Ronald Reagan, the Calvin Coolidge, well, worse than that, the Herbert Hoover of this generation. It's just Jimmy Carter saw this coming. Frankly, Richard Nixon saw this coming and tried to do something about it. Richard Nixon was the guy who actually, I guess, maybe it was during the Carter administration, but Nixon had originally proposed as part of it, I guess this was the remnant, the windfall profits tax, and it was the profit, singular. And where is that? Somebody's got a mic open here, a speaker. Anyhow, I'm sorry, I'm being distracted. Here's Jimmy Carter talking about this. And maybe it's not.
Worldwide, it is a clear and present. The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts. And we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one, I am tonight setting a clear goal for the energy policy of the United States. beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
And we were actually on track to do that. And right now, had Carter's policies stayed in place, we would not be using more foreign oil than we were in 1977, which was a relatively small amount. And it's not because we'd be pumping more oil domestically, but because he was encouraging conservation and solar power, and there were tax credits for solar. He put solar panels on the White House. He lowered speed limits around the country. A whole straightforward, this was not rocket science. This didn't require the Manhattan Project. It was easy stuff to figure out, and Carter put it into place, and it worked. And then Reagan comes into office as a result of the early days of the Iran-Contra thing. We'll sell you weapons if you'll keep those hostages until the election. The Iranians did. They released the hostages the moment that Reagan was being sworn into office. And as a result of that, those last 6 weeks with the hostages being held, Jimmy Carter was a relatively popular president, actually, at the time. I know that the Republicans have tried to reinvent history, but those of you old enough to remember that, in fact, Reagan was, 8-10 points down in the polls just a few months out because everybody considered him a right-wing crackpot, which it turns out he was. But as the hostages dragged on and on and on, Carter's ratings went down and down and down. Reagan comes in and takes down the solar panels off the roof of the White House, turns the thermostat back up in the White House, turns back on the fireplace in the summer and turns on the air conditioning, the whole thing, right down the board. And Jimmy Carter, in fact, actually, he went on to say about the solar.
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
By the year 2000. Regular listeners of the program have heard this clip before. I think it's so important that we remember that loot and pollute, the Bush policy of loot and pollute, rather as opposed to cap and trade or doing anything about carbon and carbon destroying our atmosphere, that this is not new. This is the Reagan policy. And the McCain policy, to a large extent, their cap and trade. Here's the difference. Cap and trade is where you say, okay, we're going to allow only a certain level of pollution and beyond our carbon dioxide emission in this case, which is a pollutant. We're going to allow only a certain amount of that. Beyond that, you can't do it. Okay, and we're going to issue, and there'll be huge penalties and fines. We're going to issue permits for this. Now, what the Europeans did is they gave away or very cheaply sold the permits. What Barack Obama, the difference between Obama's plan and McCain's plan with regard to cap and trade is that Obama is saying 100% of these permits need to be auctioned off right from the get-go. So right from day one, companies that are producers of carbon, companies that are heavy polluters, and I know you're going to hear a lot of squealing from the fossil fuel industry and companies associated with them and people associated with them and think tanks funded by them, et cetera. Right from day one, carbon-producing industries are going to have to, they're going to have to start making changes. And what's that going to do? It's going to drive innovation. It's going to drive the American spirit. I mean, we can take on challenges in this country. We can take on the challenge of climate change. We can do that all around the world. But I strongly believe that we have to, number one, tie it to a tariff of some sort so that we say if your company has, say you've got a company that's making something that has a lot of carbon in it or that uses a lot of carbon in the production. So they say, okay, that part of the product, we're going to just start making that in China. China's not participating in cap and trade. So they end up not having to pay for it. So what we need to do is have tariffs that say the equivalent of the carbon content from something imported, we're going to charge a tax on that. Without a tariff, then you're going to see what happened in Europe, and that is that a lot of companies are simply going to go offshore for their polluting part of their industries. So we need to fine-tune this, but nonetheless, the 100% auction that Obama is proposing is a great start, and we've got to start if we want to hand this planet off to our children in a reasonable fashion at all.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The severe weather. I'm Rita Foley. The violent thunderstorms and flooding in the Midwest and elsewhere have left 15 people dead.
Most incredible things I've ever seen. Sure shows the power of Mother Nature.
Police Chief Tom Dorner is in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, where floodwaters ran over a dam and pulled homes away from a shoreline into the Wisconsin River. On the East Coast, it's heat. Construction worker Chance Hill is in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he's
taking plenty of breaks and drinking plenty of fluids.
It may hit 99 degrees today in New York City. At the memorial service in Baltimore for sports broadcasting legend Jim McKay, his friend and fellow sportscaster Jim Nance recalled his enthusiasm for life.
He would take us all over the world, introducing us to people and to sport with his usual out-of-breath enthusiasm.
Oil prices have been rising today. There's concern about supply and growing demand around the world. Gas is $4.04 a gallon today. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Do you have an annoying leaky faucet, running toilet, or slow-running drain? Well, now's the time to fix them. Call Parker & Sons. Right now, Parker will waive their diagnostic fee with any minor plumbing repair, and that's a $69 savings. As the winner of the BB Torch Award, you know Parker won't skip on quality, and at that price, you have no excuse. Do what I did. Call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife. And you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-VOLT. 580-8658 or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
It's all fine in Iraq. We're down to below pre-surge levels. No, Senator McCain, we're not. And we won't be until sometime in July. He says it's all quiet now in Mosul. See, it worked. The day he said Mosul is quiet, a suicide bomber blew up 19 people in Mosul.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
You tell them, Earl.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America.
And let's start out by rebuilding and reinventing, essentially, our energy infrastructure. Do we want to have cap and trade or loot and pollute? That ultimately is going to be the bottom line here. And, well, so far it's been loot and pollute. They've been winning ever since Ronald Reagan took over the presidency. And we really, really, really need to be moving along. By the way, I just want to mention one other thought on Dennis Kucinich's impeachment resolution. The only reason why I may oppose impeachment, and I'm not opposed to it, but if one were to make an argument against it, the argument against it would be that it's too soft a remedy. George Bush and members of his administration who lied us into this war in Iraq, as the Senate Intelligence Committee has documented, need not to be impeached. They need to be prosecuted. Not just prosecuted out of office. Vince Bugliosi, who is suggesting that prosecutors all over the United States from districts and areas where people have died in Iraq, let's prosecute them. I think he's got it. I think he's spot on. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Vince was on this show a couple of weeks ago. Jeff in Denver. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Carrie, your guest, I believe that was her name.
Carrie Lucas.
Yeah, she had 180-degree backwards on some things. And I'd like to give six quick examples how alternative energy is freeing people.
Sure.
So around the world right now, indigenous people are being enslaved and their lives are being denigrated by petroleum drilling and so forth, such as in the Niger Delta and the rainforest in Peru. And non-petroleum energies are freeing people. If you look in Greece, most houses in Greece have solar hot water.
Same in Israel, by the way.
Yeah, and I mean, it's cheaper, and it's happening. I mean, these are poor countries. It's happening all over. Solar energy in Morocco, they're bringing it to villages where it's more expensive than bringing power lines in. Mm. Their water pumps...
You mean it's less expensive than bringing power lines in?
Excuse me?
You mean bringing in solar is less expensive than bringing in power lines?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry. Back on the backwards. They have water pumps in Africa that are playground merry-go-rounds, so children playing pump the village water. Water turbines in Nepal are providing lights for LEDs at night so villagers can read.
Yeah.
And you were just in Darfur.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, the desertification there is caused a lot by the cooking fires where people...
Yeah.
You know, and also women get raped when they go out to gather wood.
Yeah.
And solar stoves in the Sahara can really prevent that. Solar stoves cost 10, 15 bucks or even
less.
That's
right. That's right.
And another place where petroleum is actually causing problems here, where we had an alternative technology, it worked beautifully, is in Bahrain, where they have the wind towers that air condition the houses. And you could have, you know, 50-degree air coming into a house, cooling off the house dramatically on a warm day. But now people are buying air conditioners. And they already have these wind towers, which were just, you know, very inexpensive thing to build.
Right. Because in Bahrain, oil is cheap.
Yeah. And so it's like there are alternative technologies all over the place that other countries are using, and they're cheap or they're free, and they work very well, where petroleum is the thing causing the problems.
That's right, and they're decentralized, which is, again, why the big corporations are opposed to them, because they all want to control this. They want to control our water. They want to control our transportation infrastructure. They want to control our energy supplies.
I would like to call decentralized energy generally personal power, and that's the thing where we don't have to keep paying the man the bill every month. It's more secure. I mean, if we had had alternative energy in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina, most people wouldn't have lost their power. They wouldn't have lost all these other things, you know, that gave them freedom. And, like, right now, if we were to build a pipeline from Anwar down to, you know, the ports in southern Alaska, one person could destroy our energy supply with just a rifle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Jeff, thanks so much for the points you make, and they're well made. Tom in Belle Plaine, Iowa. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, how's it going over there?
Just great, but we'll get better. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking of something kind of way out there, like the year 3000. What you'd want to do is you'd want to take a look at geographically at the United States, take the oldest city from the newest, less the historic ones that are markers,
right,
and start laying out pipelines, everything is sort of zigzag to keep you awake, straight point,
right,
start putting everything straight points, crisscross, all the way across, and then you would have like little villages or communities where you put your Walmart, you would put your cleaners, your bars for the guys, shopping for the women, and everything would be like Key West or Mackinac Island. Everybody's on a moped. There'd be no cars, no...
Yeah. In other words, let's reinvent our country. You know, Greensburg, Kansas is doing this right now, and they're doing it as green as they possibly can. Leo DiCaprio helped them out with a substantial grant, and there's others, you know, who are involved. We're right now in the process, and Tom, I thank you for the call. Excellent point. We're in the process of working out the details. We may be doing our show from there sometime this summer. We'll see how that works out, and you know, we're trying to make it happen. It's not the easiest place to get to. But the point is that cities around the world, frankly, are saying, yeah, let's do something different. Let's absolutely reinvent the world. Susan in Goldendale. Is it Goldendale, Washington, Susan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Susan. Welcome to the show.
I listen to you all the time, and I thank you very much for all your information. And what I wanted to say is that lady that you just had on, I know that you don't like negative stuff, but just a little bit.
Here to defend herself, so let's just talk about the issues rather than talking about Carrie.
Okay, well, what she said was, you know, every time that you make a point, she makes a point about money. You know, you can't breathe money, you can't eat money, you can't do any or jobs. You know, it makes no sense. If we keep polluting like we are, then we're not going to be able to breathe or eat. We're not going to have anything to eat. I just saw in the front of the Portland paper that our oysters are dying because of the warm water.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's just a tip, just a tiny little thing. So, you know, we can have all the jobs and all this and all of that, but if we can't breathe and we can't eat, what are we going to do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the fact of the matter is we're already, and thank you, Susan, for calling and making that point, we're already paying right now, we're paying over $10 a gallon for gasoline. That's what we're paying right now. You're paying $4 at the pump. You're paying $3 to $4 in taxes for the military of the United States and the intelligence services of the United States to protect the oil infrastructure, to protect ships coming out of the Gulf of Hormuz, the Straits of Hormuz, and out of the Middle East and other parts of the world to bring that oil to the United States. We're paying for that with our general tax dollars through a $500 billion defense bill or annual defense tab. You're paying for that. That's another $4. And then on top of that, there's another $3 or $4 a gallon that we're paying in terms of health costs, the cost of all the cancers that are caused by using carbon fuels, by using gasoline or petroleum-based fuels and coal-fired power plants and things like that. We're paying for that in the cost of health care in the United States. We're paying for that in the cost of asthma that our children have. We're paying for that in terms of the mercury that's in our lakes and rivers making our fish uneatable and all these kind of things. So the fact of the matter is we're paying $10 to $12 a gallon right now for gasoline. It's just that most of it's hidden. And it's hidden in taxes that most, you know, average working people are paying. And that's why, you know, for example, Sweden's suggestion, Sweden's thing of saying, okay, we're going to have a carbon tax. And by the way, let's lower income taxes and make it up with a carbon tax. Hey, it's there. It's already happening. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Good day from the Buckeye State, Tom.
Well, thank you, Tom. And hey, greetings back from Portland.
Hey, thanks. Real quick, I'm part of a rural electric company co-op that's nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem I have with carbon credits, in a way, for myself and for others, people near me that might be on low income or fixed income, is if they do carbon credits, I'm told from the electric company that we're going to go from 8 cents per kilowatt to anywhere between 11 and 12 cents per kilowatt. And if that raise comes with a nonprofit, they'll pass that directly on to the consumer. And my biggest issue is I'm just worried. I'm a conservationist, and I'm, you know, pretty green-type fellow. But what I'm also worried about, too, in the same rights, is if with the carbon credits and with the EPA, and I really think the manipulation of oil and gas in particular, I really think they're trying to move the remaining manufacturing that we have in the United States out to Mexico and India.
Well, that's why I said we need to tie this into a tariff. I've been calling for tariffs from the get-go just based on the cost of labor. Historically, we had tariffs based on labor. A tariff is an import tax where we said, if it costs a dollar to make that pair of shoes here in the United States and you want to make those same shoes for 20 cents in China, that's fine, but we're going to charge you 80 cents when you import them. We need
sure.
to say, okay, we're charging now, let's say that there's a dollar's worth of carbon in a product. And we're going to have you pay for the carbon. Because the fact of the matter is, if the actual cost, including the carbon cost, of the electricity that you're using right now is, say, 11 cents a kilowatt hour, because of the cost of all the hurricanes that are wiping out, or tornadoes and things, we're paying for a lot of this stuff out of our tax dollars. Every time the president declares a disaster or an emergency, that's coming out of your and my taxes. So we're already, and not to mention the asthma and everything else and cancers and whatnot. So we're already paying, you're already paying 11 cents. So if what they're saying is we're going to pay 11 cents for the electricity that's generated using carbon, then it seems to me ultimately that that's a good thing, because it's going to discourage the carbon and it's going to encourage the use of wind and solar. And if you're feeding back to the utility, or if you're selling to your customers, how's it going to hurt?
I just think in general, I don't know if a lot of people will have the money, especially people on fixed income and low income, to do
right.
solar power, wind. Hey, one last.
Well, that's why we need to have tax credits for this kind of thing, as Barack Obama is proposing doing, as Jimmy Carter did.
And
we'll actually give you cash. Even if you don't pay income taxes, we'll give you cash to solarize your house and get off the grid. I mean, we just need to get off our addiction to carbon. Tom, I got to take a break. Thank you very much for the call, though. This is the delicate balancing act, and this is the problem. When you look at the history of so-called free market solutions, it's the market doesn't respond until there's a disaster. And when it responds, it hurts a lot of people in the middle. That's why we need to get out ahead of this thing to the extent that we can.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Ferries at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Getting the best fuel mileage possible is more important than ever. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store, where for a limited time you can pick up Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $3.39. With its blend of oils and additives that clean and lubricate your entire fuel system, Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner can help your engine give you better power and better fuel mileage. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, now just $3.39 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home, besides your air conditioner? Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to tightwatt.com right now.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined, so they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
Now, it's time to prepare for the main event. As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party. On Tuesday, July 1st, meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with 3 Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hello, my friends, my homies. If you don't mind, I'm going to try to kick it old school. M to the C to the king, that's me. I'm a grumpy old man straight out of D.C. The Straight Talk Express is shiny and slick, where I built up my rep as a maverick. If you look at the facts, you might see it's a push, because most of the time, hell, I voted with Bush. Well, my friends, it doesn't matter, I don't have to save face, and I have a great chance, because the press is my base.
Ha, your base, ha, ha, your base, ha, your base, ha,
yeah,
ha,
the press
base
is his base. Ha, your base. It's the John McCain rap. Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour, it's the Tom Hartman program, and a Higgins alert. You know, my crazy cat Higgins, he anytime somebody walks into the house, he attacks them. He's we have an attack cat. What can I say? We have a cat that is intent, in fact, on conquering the world. John Bolton is going to be a guest in our next hour. My cat reminds me more of John Bolton than anybody else I know. Dr. Leslie Lyons is with us. She's a geneticist and spokesperson for the National Geographic Channel Explorer. There's a new series out, and it's called Explorer, The Science of Cats. It's airing tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on the National Geographic Channel. And Dr. Lyons, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very nice to join you.
Thank you. How did humans and cats form this weird bond?
Yeah, well, I think it behooved both of us. So cats saw an easy, free meal because humans started to settle down to become farmers, mm-hmm, and stay in one place, build civilizations. And with that came grain stores and refuse piles, which brought in lots of rodents. And so the wildcat really kind of subspeciated, became a new type of cat, the domestic cat, which moved into this new niche that we developed and really became the cats that we see in our household now.
So they adapted themselves to the environment that we created. This is evolution, I suppose, in a way. I mean, we're talking actual genetic changes.
Absolutely.
Over time as a result of behavior, as a result of a change in the environment.
Exactly.
This is like Darwin's finches.
Exactly, yes. So you can see changes in behavior, you can see changes in size, and also those coat colors. Just every day you see tabby and white cats and black
right.
cats and blue cats. Those wouldn't exist in the wild.
Oh, interesting. And one last question. How different are all the different breeds of cats? You know, for example, we know that different races of humans are really
pretty much, you know, it's such a minor difference that it's the most minor, frankly, of most of our differences. And with cats, with different species of cats, are these major genetic differences, or are they similar to racial differences in humans, that is, very minor differences?
A little of both. So there's some over 40 recognized breeds of cats, but we see some breeds we can't separate, like the Siamese is so closely related to Oriental Shorthairs and Color Point Shorthairs. That's like one race,
right.
Where a Siamese versus a Persian are fairly different, and we can tell them genetically apart.
Right. Fascinating. Dr. Leslie Lyons, thanks so much for dropping by today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Great talking with you. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. The National Geographic special tonight. 866-303-2270, your telephone number. Marcia in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Marcia.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes,
is this a
excellent bad
cell phone commercial?
Now, can I ask you something? Please
sure.
Don't cut me off, because this is probably the most important call. Now, we were offered a chance to use these pills in our gasoline so that we would get 17% more gas mileage.
Right.
And I was scared. So I called the Wichita, I guess, vehicle place. And there's
right.
someone who is in charge of all the city
right.
vehicles.
Right.
And these pills are used. Now, they have this old truck that shouldn't have even been on the road, and they put the pill in, and
right.
and the truck didn't
Marcia,
have...
Marcia, let me tell you, if there was any product out there that would increase your gas mileage by 17% and not hurt your car, it would be...
Let me tell you something.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not... I don't believe it. I'll just say right up front. I've seen these things come and go 1,000 times in the last 30 years, and if any of them worked, they would be widespread. It would be out there. Ain't gonna happen. Paul, and thank you for the call. Paul in Jupiter, Florida. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling about the woman that was talking earlier, and as far as I'm concerned, The planet was able to thrive because all that carbon was in the ground. Now they're taking it and throwing it in the air, and they don't think anything's going to happen.
Right. Well, actually, the planet was thriving back when there was enormous amounts of carbon in the atmosphere, but it was a different type of life that was thriving than the type that we have right now. And so, you know, if the temperature of the planet was a whole lot warmer, and the climate was different, and the land masses were, everything was different. This was before humans came around. The question that Jim Hansen points out in his 2006 article in Science magazine, and he's repeating in the one that he just submitted, is that now that we've crossed the 285 parts per million threshold of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we're back to an atmosphere that looks like the atmosphere did 600,000 years ago. There was no human life on the planet 600,000 years ago. The primates, the pre preceded us were confined to a very small part of South Central Africa 600,000 years ago, and they lived in a very, very, you know, in a microclimate, basically. Yeah, is that what we're going to end up with? Are we going to end up with a planet where only 10% of it is habitable for humans?
Why would they want to take a risk like that for some profit?
Because Rex Tillerson can make $400 million.
Yeah, I just don't understand where money became more important to life. When did that happen on this planet?
I 7,000 years ago in Sumeria. That's the, you know, the foundation of our civilization. Our modern civilization is the idea that you know, the rich can conquer the poor, and that hierarchy and kingdom are better than cooperation and egalitarianism. And there have been a lot of times that we've pushed back on that.
Yeah.
From the founding of this country. I mean, you know, that we were a very progressive country the first 30 years or so of our existence, and then we slid back into greed. And then we became we had a progressive revolution with Teddy Roosevelt in 1900. And then in 1908, we slid back into greed. That drove us right into the Great Depression. The economic policies that the Republicans were pursuing from 1907 to 1929 were identical, virtually. I mean, huge tax cuts for the wealthy. Stopped enforcing the Sherman antitrust law. All these big, giant monopolies came out. The dynastic families rose up. You saw the rise of the Rockefellers and the Mellon and the, you know, all this stuff. And then we went back to being a progressive nation from the time Franklin Roosevelt in the 30s until Ronald Reagan was elected in the 1980s. And then we became a conservative nation again, and we went nuts again, and here we are, right at the edge of 1929 all over again. Stick around. We're going to talk about Iran next.
Tom Hartman.
Taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003, or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With oil prices trading at about $134 a barrel, gas prices over $4 a gallon in much of the country, the debate over energy has heated up on Capitol Hill. Democrats in the Senate called for a windfall profits tax on the nation's major oil companies, among them Senator Charles Schumer.
We say take some of those record profits and require it be placed into alternative energy.
But Senate Republicans like Pete Domenici says that's the wrong approach.
It'll do nothing but raise the price of crude oil.
Today, Republicans blocked the proposal to impose that windfall profits tax. They also blocked action on legislation containing more than $50 billion in tax breaks and renewable energy incentives. Tax is a big issue on the campaign trail as well, with John McCain telling a business group today that Barack Obama's tax proposals will be bad for business, and he criticized the Democrats' plan to increase the estate tax.
He proposes to increase to a top rate of 55%. The estate tax is one of the most unfair tax laws on the books, and the first step to reform is to keep it predictable and keep it low.
Obama, meanwhile, says his tax reform plan will be better for the economy than the one proposed by McCain.
My plan eliminates capital gains taxes entirely for the small businesses and startups that are the backbone of our economy, as opposed to John McCain's plan, which would tax these businesses.
While Obama is campaigning, work continues behind the scenes on a possible running mate for him. North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad met with Obama's vice presidential vetting team today. Later, he told the AP they discussed people from three broad categories, including current top elected officials, former elected officials, and former top military leaders. No specific names were mentioned. In Wisconsin, engineers are keeping an eye on that state's dams. A major collapse nearly emptied Lake Delton there. This is AP Radio News. President Bush is warning Iran tougher sanctions may be imposed by the international community unless it gives up its nuclear program.
We're going to continue to isolate you. We'll continue to work on sanctions. We'll find new sanctions if need be. If you continue to deny the just demands of a free world, which is to give up your enrichment program.
Iran is under fire for defying three sets of U.N. Security Council sanctions. Some of the leading sports reporters gathered today in Baltimore to pay their final respects for Jim McKay, among them his friend, CBS sportscaster Jim Nantz.
He truly lived the American dream at home. It's fitting because
it was his talents on the job that made America dream every week.
McKay died this weekend. He was 86 years old. Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott, are parents again. The Beverly Hills 90210 alum gave birth to 6-pound, 8-ounce Stella Doreen McDermott at a hospital in Los Angeles yesterday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Sam's Club. Visit your local Sam's Club today for exceptional values on patio furniture, meats, grills, and more. Stop by and take advantage of a full season of savings.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Obama needs to come to your house and explain it all to you, or isn't there some responsibility on your end to learn about who this person is?
Well, I guess I can, but
okay.
I already know what Hillary has done.
Yeah, but I mean, she's gone. You know what I mean? This thing is over. And actually, it was before Randy Rhodes said a bad word about Hillary Clinton, this thing was already over.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
The True People's Radio.
Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
Welcome back. The price of oil is being factored into the price of oil right now. The probability or the possibility that the United States or Israel or both are going to strike Iran's nuclear facilities? And if so, how will Iran respond? In about 15 minutes, we're going to be asking John Bolton his thoughts on that. First, I wanted to get Robert Naiman in here. Robert Naiman is a senior policy analyst and national coordinator at JustForeignPolicy.org. He's the editor of the daily news summary there. He blogs over at the Huffington Post, JustForeignPolicy.org. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
I appreciate your coming on. What is the case to be made for and against? Let me preface this. Last Thursday, I did the show. We did the show live from the United Nations, and I had on the official spokesperson for the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Administration, or agency, and she said that Iran is now out of compliance with the IAEA, and that and they are in defiance of several United Nations resolutions having to do with the enrichment of uranium. Although they, and she said that there's no evidence that they're enriching beyond the 3% level for nuclear power up to the 90-some-odd, 95%, I guess, level necessary to make a bomb, but there's no evidence that they're not, and that's how they're out of compliance. How should the world respond to this? And what what happens if there is a response not unlike what Israel did in Syria just a few months ago when they took out the reactor in Syria, or as they did back in the 80s when they took out the reactor in Iraq, in both cases with virtually no blowback at all?
Well, first of all, let's speak about the thing that should be ruled out. It's absolutely true that Iran is not complying with UN Security Council resolutions that called on it to suspend its enrichment of uranium. Of course, under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, Iran has the right to enrich uranium. So when we speak about the Security Council resolutions, we're speaking about something that's beyond Iran's obligation under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty.
Right. So the so in other words, from their point of view, they signed a treaty that said that they would comply in a certain, in a particular way, and they can have nuclear power. The Security Council said, no, you can't have nuclear power, even though you did sign this thing, and they're saying, we're not recognizing your authority. Essentially, is that it?
Yeah. I mean, the Security Council didn't say you can't have nuclear power. The Security Council said...
you can't enrich your own uranium.
You can enrich uranium, and the reason you can't enrich uranium is that we demand this because we don't trust you.
Right.
And in order for negotiations to start, you have to first suspend the enrichment of uranium.
Right.
However, the Iranians believe, I think with considerable evidence, if you sort of follow the news on this, that the objective of the United States is not a temporary suspension of their enrichment of uranium, but a permanent suspension of their enrichment of uranium. And in Iran's society, this is a non-starter. This is a red line. People perceive the enrichment of uranium to be a matter of, you know, national pride, technological process. Look, here again, the imperialists are trying to keep Iran from technically...
Well, there's also enormous profit. I mean, if they're forced to buy enriched uranium from the First World, I mean, France is one of the world's leading suppliers of enriched uranium, for example, and they're on the Security Council. The United States is a supplier of enriched uranium. Russia is a supplier of enriched uranium. There's a lot of Security Council members who suddenly will stand to make a big profit if Iran has to buy their enriched uranium from them rather than enriching it themselves.
That's true, although I think the main point is the one that I stressed. That
national pride.
That it's not financial. It has to do with, perception of role in the world.
So how do we respond to them, and what happens if we respond to them brutally, violently?
Yeah, so the first thing is if the United States were now to attack Iran under the justification of we have to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons, that would be a war crime. That would be a violation of international law. It would not be self-defense against armed attack, and it would not be authorized by the UN Security Council. Therefore, it would be a war crime. So it would be certainly strange justification to say because Iran has not complied with the UN Security Council resolution saying that it has to suspend enrichment of uranium, therefore, the United States is going to bomb Iran, creating a much greater crime, international law, than the crime that the Iranians have committed of non-compliance.
Right.
Now, the second thing is it should be pointed out that there is an offer on the table. The Iranians have indicated most recently in an interview with Iran's UN ambassador in the Boston Globe just a week or so ago, they would consider a proposal for an international consortium to enrich uranium on Iranian soil, an international consortium with Iranian participation of other countries that would enrich uranium in Iran. What's significant about this is that, at least in broad outline, this same proposal has been proposed by independent experts, including former U.S. Ambassador Thomas Pickering, who's the Reagan administration's ambassador to El Salvador and Israel in the 1980s. He's now the co-chair of the International Crisis Group. This is not, some academic in New Hampshire. This is somebody who's a member of the United States foreign policy establishment. So there's a proposal on the table that's been made by Iran that could quite possibly solve this problem to the extent that, you know, the United States is concerned that Iran is actually, although now they're just enriching uranium, according to the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate, they may be developing a capacity in the future that would enable them to develop nuclear weapons. There's a proposal on the table that would that could meet U.S. objections and also meet Iranian interests in having uranium enrichment on their soil.
Right. Let's assume for a moment.
Why are we talking about that?
Right. And we should be talking about that, and that seems like a really important thing. But let's assume for a moment, just as Saddam Hussein was saying, hey, no problem, come on in, look over my country, Mohammed al-Baradei, Hans Blix, anybody, you're welcome, I got nothing, here, come on and look. And we bombed him anyway. What if George Bush really believes all this neocon stuff and says, okay, that's it, we're gonna bomb them, we have to do that. Or if Israel does and we support them, what will be the consequence? It seems to me that the average Iranian, most of the opinion polls I've seen indicate that the average person on the street is very pro-American. That is going to change in a heartbeat. Plus, we've got 300,000 people in a principally Shiite country in Iraq between the contractors and the soldiers who are, it seems to me, would become suddenly hostages. I mean, doesn't this have the potential to explode in a way that is mind-boggling?
Yes, and not only do I believe that, but apparently the U.S. Pentagon believes it, the Defense Department believes it, because one of the main internal obstacles to a U.S. military attack in Iran is what you just described. People in the Pentagon are afraid that Iran has very available means to retaliate against the United States because of its influence in Iraq.
Yeah, so in other words, their primary retaliation would simply be encouraging the Shia mullahs in Iraq to declare that the U.S. occupiers should be harmed in some way.
Well, indeed, it's already the case that, in fact, Iran is kind of a restraining force in Iraq. You have broad spectrum of opinion in Iraq, including people with guns, who want to drive the U.S. out, or are very concerned that the agenda of the U.S. is to establish permanent bases and permanent control in the country. And so all you would need is for the Iranians to stop.
Right. This could be the spark that could blow the whole thing up. Yeah, I get it. We're talking with Robert Naiman, justforeignpolicy.org. Robert, we have just a half a minute left. It seems that the bottom line is our best option is to pursue this joint group enriching in Iran. That seems to be the solution. Is there any movement in that direction in the Security Council?
Well, I think the overarching point is that the United States should pursue diplomacy with Iran without preconditions. Right now, the position of the United States is we're not even going to talk to them unless they suspend the enrichment of uranium, which is essentially saying that we're not going to talk to them.
Right. So we need Barack Obama as president right now, not in 224 days.
If they would agree, I would agree.
There you go. Robert Naiman, justforeignpolicy.org, the website. Robert, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Coming up next, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, on the same topic. And by the way, if you want to drop by airamerica.com/TomVision, T-H-O-M Vision, you can see our webcast today.
Tom Hartman.
Helping you win the water cooler wars.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia.
It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two-Man and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two-Man and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage is a locally owned company that specializes in offering Arizona residents unparalleled rates and fees while still providing superior service. I guarantee I can beat any offer out there for residential mortgage financing, regardless of the program. At 76 Mortgage, we are willing to work for your mortgage business at a fraction of what our competitors offer, even if it means originating your mortgage for free. In most cases, there are no upfront or out-of-pocket fees, and we specialize in fast closes. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of Nova M Radio since the beginning. We pride ourselves in taking very good care of the progressive community here in Phoenix. So call us today at 602-265-LOAN for a rate quote or check us out at 76mortgage.com. When you call, you will always deal directly with me or my partner, Jeremy Schachter, not an employee.
BK number 0907413.
So call 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
Getting a small electronic device repaired can cost you a bundle. Before you spend a dime to have that BlackBerry or PDA or GPS device repaired, stop by Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. They repair LG, Samsung, Motorola, Kyocera, Trio, Nokia, Pocket PC, and just about any brand of GPS device you have. At Sun Cellular, they know the importance of preserving your data, even though you may think it's long gone. Don't lose your pictures and your downloaded music. Why buy a new one when in most cases you can get it fixed for a fraction of the cost? Trust your cellular repairs to the pros at Sun Cellular, right in the heart of the valley at 2813 East McDowell Road. Drop in or call 602-267-7800. That's Sun Cellular, 602-267-7800.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Therrius at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Always helps when you turn your mic back on. And it's the Tom Hartman radio program. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, is with us. Ambassador Bolton, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
And pardon me for we're just now going to a video stream, and we're figuring out the audio end of it, so things are running a little weird at times. You're on the record. You told the Telegraph back on May 6th and essentially said the same thing on this show around that time, that you favor striking the nuclear facilities in Iran. I'm wondering, if Thomas Pickering, Reagan's ambassador, former ambassador to Israel's support and others within the Pentagon's support of this international group enriching uranium in Iran that Iran has said that they will agree to do, has changed your mind on whether or not it's a good idea for the United States to attack Iran's nuclear facilities?
Well, I think what I have said every time I've discussed that possibility is that I think that the use of military force against Iran's nuclear program is a very unattractive option and to be used as a last resort. But when you consider the other alternative of an Iran with nuclear weapons, then I think it has to be on the table. But I've never had any doubt that it was risky and something that I wish we could avoid. I'm just afraid that 5 years of failed effort at negotiation has left us with very few other alternatives unless we're prepared to see Iran with nuclear weapons.
So you think we're actually very close to the point where if we don't strike them militarily, that they will be enriching uranium up to that 90-some-odd percent threshold and producing nuclear weapons?
Well, they've already demonstrated they can enrich up to reactor-grade level. There's no doubt about it.
That's only 3%, though.
Yes, but that is, as any nuclear physicist will tell you, that is 70% of the work needed to get to weapons-grade enrichment, which is 90% enriched uranium. So they've already gone more
than... Well, it's 70% of the work in as much as it's building the centrifuges.
They use the same centrifuges they used to enrich to 3 to 5%. So they've already got the capability. They've already demonstrated they can make that capability work, and they've demonstrated they have control over the entire nuclear fuel cycle, all the way from uranium in the ground to getting the highly enriched uranium that they need for nuclear weapons. So they have very, very few other steps they need to take, and that leads me to the conclusion that they are very close and that, therefore, further negotiation is only going to do what it's already done for the last 5 years, which is give them additional time that they need to finish those final steps.
So then you favor striking them now?
No, I don't necessarily favor striking them now. I think this is a very difficult question. My own preference would be to change the regime in Tehran. I think it's a very weak and unpopular regime, and I think if we had been working on that with Iranian exiles and with dissidents inside Iran over the last 5 years, we'd be in a very different place than we are now.
Well, we have been funding those efforts. And also, wouldn't striking Iran's nuclear facilities solidify? I mean, the regime, my understanding is the majority of the average Iranian on the street, the majority of Iranians are actually pro-American. That'll change really fast if we drop bombs on their country.
We have not really been funding the opposition. That's been part of the problem. And let's be clear what we're talking about attacking. This would not be anything like what happened in Iraq. There'd be no ground forces of any size involved. It would be largely attacks on the well-known uranium enrichment facilities at Natanz, the uranium conversion facility at Esfahan, or the heavy water production facility and heavy water reactor at Iraq. And I do think that if we were driven to the point of using military force, it certainly ought to be accompanied by a very vigorous public diplomacy campaign explaining to the Iranian people that this is directed solely at the nuclear weapons program and certainly not at them.
Ambassador Bolton, we have a little less than a minute. If we were to, there's no UN provision allowing us to attack Iran at the moment. This would be a war crime if we were to.
Of course, it would. That's ridiculous. Article 51 of the UN Charter states that nothing in the Charter is intended to contradict the inherent right of individual and collective self-defense. So we would be operating under the inherent right recognized right in the UN Charter.
So you believe the possibility that they could enrich to react to bomb grade represents a sufficient threat that we can invoke self-defense with a preemptive strike?
You need to read the latest IAEA report. All public information that the IAEA has on Iranian worked with shaped charges of high explosives, clearly intended for a weaponization capability. There's very little doubt what they're aiming toward.
Okay. Former ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He's working with the American Enterprise Institute, AIE.org, by the way, if you want to check out.
AEI.org.
AEI, thank you very much. AEI.org. Check out his writings. He's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Ambassador, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
27 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Your call's up next.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Rising floodwaters. I'm Ed Donahue.
Most incredible things I've ever seen. Sure shows the power of Mother Nature.
That's the police chief in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Floodwaters overtook an earthen dam there. People near downtown Cedar Falls, Iowa, are being warned to prepare for possible evacuation. The Cedar River is expected to top a levee that protects downtown. Severe weather is being blamed for 15 deaths, mostly in the Midwest. Republicans in the Senate blocked a bill that would have imposed a tax on any unreasonable profits made by the big oil companies. This is New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici.
It'll do nothing but raise the price. Raise the price of crude oil.
Oil prices dropped. AAA says the average price for gas nationwide rose to a new record, $4.04 a gallon. CBS sportscaster Jim Nance was among those paying tribute to Jim McKay in Baltimore today at McKay's funeral.
He would take us all over the world, introducing us to people and to sport with his usual out-of-breath enthusiasm.
McKay died over the weekend. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street in Van Buren. Or shop online at ConsolidatedAuto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
What a magical modern age we live in.
Segregation now.
We can BlackBerry.
Segregation tomorrow.
iPod.
Segregation forever.
Text message.
Well, we're not anti-black so much as a pro-white.
And we can play tennis on the Wii.
Tom Thurman ran for president. We voted for him.
There's a black man running for president.
If the rest of the country followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years either.
Have we really come that far? Or are we just fooling ourselves? Activate your passion all day and night on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I think our dream is coming back here. 223 days, 11 hours, 15 minutes, 32 seconds until George Bush voluntarily leaves office. Well, my friends, there you heard it right from the horse's mouth, as they say. Nothing personal intended. John Bolton, one of the lead neocon defenders of our policy in Iraq. I believe he was one of the signatories of the Project for a New American Century. Certainly an advocate for our invading Iraq, now claiming that if we bomb Iran, it would not be a war crime. And that time is running out and negotiation won't work any longer. Debating him on this point, on these points, obviously is going to do no good, but I wanted you to hear from the people close to the administration, from the people who have historically sat down with George Bush and said, this is what you should do, sir, what their thoughts are on this issue. This is really serious stuff now. In the Associated Press, I believe, well, let's see here. No, this is a Reuters story. Just this morning. The headline, Iran warns of painful response of Israel attacks. Iran's defense minister was quoted on Tuesday as warning Israel of a very painful response if it launched a military strike over the Islamic Republic's disputed nuclear program. This is because on Friday, Israeli Transport Minister Shaul Mofaz told an Israeli newspaper an attack on Iran, quote, looked unavoidable, end quote. This is what the Israeli Transport Minister said. Given the apparent failure of UN sanctions to deny Tehran technology with bomb-making potentials. He said, Iran daily quoted Iranian defense minister Najjar as saying, quote, our armed forces are at the height of their readiness, and if anyone should want to undertake such a foolish job, the response would be very painful. And many folks think that, this has a lot to do with why oil is hitting $139 a barrel. I mean, This is serious stuff. CallCongress.org. You want a reason for impeachment? And again, by the way, kudos to Dennis Kucinich. And let me say, earlier I said, impeachment isn't good enough for Bush. There needs to be prosecution. And frankly, I'd say for the whole bunch of them. But beyond that, impeachment doesn't rule out prosecution. It's just not going to happen, unfortunately. But nonetheless, CallCongress.org, support Dennis Kucinich's resolution for impeachment, and perhaps equally important, if impeachment is the way to stop it, but as I said, I don't think it's going to happen, but equally important,
prepare for a strong U.S. response, again, for a strong congressional response against the Bush administration if they do or if they participate with any other country, and in this case it appears it's Israel, in attacking Iran. Particularly now that Iran has said, we will allow an international consortium to enrich the uranium on our land, and you guys, y'all can watch what's going on. I mean, here's a serious effort at diplomacy that's being blown off, apparently, by this administration. At least, based on what I just heard from Mr. Bolton, I certainly think it's being blown off. So, anyhow, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Ken in San Pedro's, California. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I am one of your biggest fans. Anyway, I guess you hit right on it right there, what you just said, the blowing off of this issue. And I guess I want to exhort, maybe it's an exhortation, encouragement, when interviewing these people, it's your show. And he's coming on there, you know, and you say, well, isn't it a war crime if we attack Iran? He says, that's ridiculous. You know,
right.
I
honestly wanted to know his response to that answer. I don't think that, you know, shoving his face in the fact that I disagree with him, you know, I mean, there are people who will come on and debate me for the purpose of debate.
Yeah.
But by and large, administration officials and former officials are not going to come on and debate a talk show host. They're going to offer their opinion. And I actually want to hear this guy's opinion because I think he reflects the thinking of many people in the administration. So, you know, trashing him on the air simply means that he'll never come back. And, you know, we know what's going on here. I don't have to win an argument with John Bolton, and I'm certainly not going to change his mind.
I guess what I'd like to somehow, I don't exactly know how it could be done, but somehow let him go away, knowing that it coming back with something like, with all due respect, you're just dead wrong.
I guarantee you, Ken. He knows my position on these issues. Ken, I appreciate the call. Dan in New Fane, Vermont. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. You know, I agree with everything you said about impeachment so far, but there are two big points I think you're missing a little bit.
Okay.
The first one is impeachment. While it has to do with the president and the vice president, it's a remedy for the Constitution.
I agree.
It's a Constitution that's been damaged, and we need impeachment even if it started on January 10th.
I agree.
We needed to start to say we are actually interested in being a constitutional republic.
I agree. The Constitution mandates impeachment.
And then the other very important point is Congress can complain about attacking Iran. They can complain all they want to, and this administration stonewalls. The only kind of investigation that the administration cannot claim executive privilege for is an impeachment investigation.
That's right. That's right. Because of the U.S. versus Nixon. And absolutely. And another good reason to start impeachment. So as I said, go to callcongress.org. It's a website. It's on our website. We've listed all the 800 numbers that we can find that will allow you to call Congress free. And you call, you get into the Capitol Hill switchboard, and if you don't know who your senators, each one of us, unless you live in the District of Columbia, each one of us has two senators and one member of the House of Representatives. Give them your zip code; they can tell you who it is, or who they are, and call each one of them and just say, "Hey, would you please connect me to so and so? Would you please connect me to so and so?" And let them know impeachment. Let's start impeachment now, and we want to do anything we can to stop an attack on Iran. Mark in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom, I've listened to your show a lot. I know most of your positions that you've come out on different things, especially attacking Iran because of their nuclear weapons capability. It's very interesting here. You had a guest on the show who's obviously very, very educated on the issues. And to tell you the truth, Tom, you got no game. You come up hard and heavy on callers that you don't mind hanging up on, and then you hang up on them and then you shoot off your mouth. But when you got somebody on the phone...
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Andrew in Haywood, California. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm fine.
basically, I sat through all 3 hours of Dennis Kucinich talking about laying out every...
Yeah, he laid out a list of 35 of these crimes that this administration has committed.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, why hasn't the media, the general media, not... No, you've covered it, but that's right. About it. The general media has basically not even looked at it.
Yeah, the reason that the general media has not covered it is because it didn't come out of the Judiciary Committee. which means it's not a serious attempt at impeachment, a legally serious attempt at impeachment. It has to come out of the Judiciary Committee, number one. And number two, because it was just Dennis Kucinich. If Dennis had managed to get 50 or 60 co-sponsors or 40 or 50 other members of the House of Representatives to stand with him as he spoke, if he could demonstrate that there was any kind of movement in the House of Representatives in this direction, if he had 100 people who would hold a joint press conference with him afterwards, then this would be huge news. It would be all over the place. And you know, this is the ability to bring people together is one of those, you know, presidential qualities, as it were, that I think is so important. And I don't know if it's Dennis or the topic. I frankly suspect it's the topic, and it's not Dennis Kucinich, because, you know, he's a good guy, and I agree with him on virtually all his policies. But, you know, it would have been, unfortunately, it would have been so much more effective if he could have gotten a consensus, and or if he could have gotten a bunch of people together on this. And I just, you know, we need to be encouraging. You need, Andrew, to be encouraging your member of the House of Representatives. I've already called mine to support Dennis Kucinich in doing this. But, you know, it should have happened before. I mean, it's going to, the media is perceiving this, since it was just Dennis Kucinich, as one guy grandstanding. And that's why it's not getting covered. So anyway, we need to be addressing that. Joe in Denver. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Tom. I just want to address the absolutely maddening hypocrisy of the United States' position regarding the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Right.
George Bush withdrew from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty as one of the first things that his administration accomplished.
Right.
And that was really the cornerstone of all non-proliferation efforts.
Right.
The way that other countries remedy our withdrawal and building of a anti-ballistic missile system is simply to build a hell of a lot more missiles to overwhelm it, and
That's
Russia
right.
has done this.
That's right. And then we've got countries like
Israel
India who...
was in violation of the non-proliferation treaty when they attacked Syria.
Well, and you've got countries like India who never signed the nuclear non-proliferation agreement, who then went ahead and built a nuclear weapon. And Bush's response to that is to say, oh, here, we'll give you more nuclear power. We'll give you some faster, fancier reactors. You don't even have to take down those old ones that can be used to make weapons-grade plutonium. I mean, it is just plain old flat-out nuts. You're absolutely spot on, Joe. This is the policies of this administration have been insane from the get-go, and we are reaping the consequences of that, and it's not a pretty thing. They're not just harming the Constitution, not just harming the planet, not just harming future generations. I mean, they are trashing the Constitution on which this country was founded. The foundational elements, the foundational concepts that created the United States of America are being trashed by the Bush administration. We have to stop them. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
A lead stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Aleve.com to sing about how Aleve lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use it directly. No purchase necessary. For rules or entry information, visit www.aleve.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created the Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Does your business want to reach the highest potential by tapping into the gay and lesbian high disposable income market? How about having your business seen by over 350,000 readers? Then the Arizona Pride Guide and its sister website, GayArizona.com, is your advertising vehicle to do just that. The Arizona Pride Guide is a statewide resource guide for business listings from A to Z and a travel and relocation resource as well. All this in one guide, one prize, and all your exposure. Have your business listed in print and online for as little as $17 a month. Join 1480 KPHX and many other progressive businesses in promoting your business to the gay and lesbian community. Now, are you ready to grow your business? We can get you listed online at GayArizona.com within 72 hours. Call the Arizona Pride Guide and GayArizona.com at 602-466-2501. That's 602-466-2501. The Arizona Pride Guide covering the Arizona GLBT community from A to Z.
Visit effortlessexercise.com. Are you overweight, elderly, in physical therapy, or an athlete? Then the hands-free line is designed for you. Our effortless stretching strap is the only hands-free isometric strap on the market. Sit back and relax and let the strap do the work for you. Try our non-slip socks. They're great for yoga, Pilates, and for slick floors. Wear our double-brimmed cap to keep the sun off your face and off the back of your neck while walking the dogs or hiking your favorite trail. Add our interchangeable 2- and 3-pound wrist and ankle weights to your walk for even speedier results. Visit effortlessexercise.com today. Prices start at just $12.95, but right now, all items are buy one, get one free. Order today online at www.effortlessexercise.com or call toll-free 1-877-851-0307. That's effortlessexercise.com or 877-851-0307.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Well, there's people and more people. What do they know? No. Go to work in some high rise and vacation down at Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. And there's winners and there's losers. But there ain't no big deal.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Ellen Ratter with the Talk Radio News Service. Our update on the news of the day from talkradionews.com. What's going on around the world? Ellen, I see that the Republicans have shot down the windfall profit tax and that that Bush...
51
and
to 43.
51 to 43. Interesting. Now, 51. So they got a couple of Democrats to cross over.
Well, I thought, let's see.
Oh, you mean they only had 51 votes and they couldn't cut off debate?
That's right.
I see. So the Republicans filibustered this.
Yes, that's what we would say in the business.
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't Harry Reid say to them, okay, if you guys want to filibuster this, get ready to stand up there and talk for the next 24 hours?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Harry Reid.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to give him that much time on C-SPAN.
No, I don't think so. I think, well, who knows?
I think the Democrats really did want this to go through.
They did want it.
I think that this was not just a
What would Bill Frist have done if he was Senate Majority Leader and he wasn't getting his way on something that was important to him? He would have said, okay, guys, filibuster.
Well, I think that actually either you or I should call up his press secretary, Jim Manley, and find out.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put it on.
Because I'm sure they have their reasons. And, I mean, I don't think Harry Reid, although you and I disagree about him, I think he's a lot of tougher bird than you think he is.
I'm just looking at this one particular issue, Alan. I know in some areas he's done, you know, very, very good, and the, a lot of the senators have a lot of respect for him. But I agree with Bernie Sanders that, you know, we have seen more filibusters, more Republican filibusters in this session, this Congress, than in any since the founding of this country. And he has, and the average American doesn't know that. And, you know, back in the day when the Republicans, when the Democrats forced the Republicans to actually demonstrate that they were trying to shut down government, it blew up in their face.
Yes, it did.
And you know, all Harry Reid would have to say is, instead of saying, oh, you're going to filibuster us, okay, we'll just stop and we'll go on to the next thing.
Let me just go to a different picture of all of this.
Sure.
And that is, if the goal is status quo, don't make too many rocks, don't look like we're being obstructionist until we win the election in November, then that's a good strategy. If that's not their goal, I don't think it is.
But he would be portraying the Republicans as obstructionists if he let them filibuster, if he forced them to filibuster.
And I understand that, but I think if I'm going to read this Congress correctly or the Senate correctly, my guess is they want to portray the Democrats as not really trying to put their nose to the ground, so to speak.
You mean the Republicans
until they
want
win
to.
The election?
I mean,
I think you're going to see a mean, mean Democratic Senate.
Yeah, after the election, I suspect so. But here's the problem. I mean, Trent Lott started out, you know, he was unashamed of this. I don't think he said it publicly. He said it in the Republican caucus, but it was reported on, and he confirmed it. He said, we're going to block any meaningful attempts to pass legislation by Democrats in the Senate by filibuster. And then we're going to run in 2008. He said this a year and a half ago. And then we're going to run in 2008 on the campaign platform of a do-nothing Democratic Senate Congress.
Right.
And that's exactly what he's doing. And the one guy who could have stopped that is Harry Reid. And he didn't.
Well, I've seen Harry Reid operate, and I don't know his reasons, but and I know Bernie Sanders disagrees with me on this one, but I think there's a larger plan here.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it is, but I just do.
If you find out what it is, would you let us know?
I will. I'll try to find out behind the scenes.
Great.
Meanwhile, let's go on to President Bush and what he is saying in the European Union. It's kind of interesting because the EU actually came out with a statement on verifiable issues with the IAEA in Iran.
Right.
And also a full and open trade. Well, of course, Bush wanted some kind of statement on Iran, and he did get it. But then today in his press briefing, he talked about the issues of Iran trade and climate change. Some of the things that he said were really quite eye-popping. He said he talked about nuclear installations in Iran, which we don't really know whether they're there or not. My guess is they're probably not, but hey, that was what I guessed with Iraq, and I was right, but I'm not going to the 100% with that. But then he said, if you were living in Israel, you'd be nervous too. And then, in terms of trade, he said that trade is the one thing that he said, if you are worried about global development, then trade is the best way to help poor people. Well, how about...
Hasn't worked out for Mexico.
Right.
I mean, since NAFTA, poverty in Mexico has exploded, and poverty in the United States has exploded. It hasn't worked out for anybody. I mean, it's worked out for some large multinational corporations. Let me take this back to Iran in the minute that we have left here, Ellen. We just had John Bolton on this program telling us that the clock has run out, that there's very few. He went through the obligatory speech about how dropping bombs on Iran must be the last resort. I said, wouldn't that be a war crime? There's no authorization for it. He said, no, the U.N. authorizes self-defense. I said, you're suggesting that simply thinking that Iran might have the ability to enrich uranium to weapons grade is enough to invoke self-defense on our part? And he essentially said yes. It sounds to me like the people in the Cheney circle, who still control a lot of power in this Bush White House, are pushing really hard for U.S. strike in Iran really soon.
Oh, I think they're pushing very, very hard, and there is some sort of chatter on some of the blog sites on the Internet to that. And I think that as one sort of neocon told me, you don't think Bush wants to have it on his historical record that somehow Iran developed a nuclear bomb on his watch?
Well, the North Koreans did. It's like he might as well have a twofer. Amazing. Well, thank you, Ellen. Ellen Radner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Great talking with you, Ellen.
Thank you.
And it was great seeing you this last weekend. Coming up next, David Sirota.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
Now, it's time to prepare for the main event.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain,
we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrates the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Oil prices are coming off their highs, but still trading at more than $130 a barrel. Senate Democrats today tried to win approval for a windfall profits tax on the oil companies, but that effort failed.
With consumer anger rising at every increase in the price at the pump, Democrats like Senator Claire McCaskill argued the oil companies should not continue to enjoy $17 billion in tax breaks.
ExxonMobil made $83,000 a minute.
But Republicans like Pete Domenici blocked the Democrats' plan, which also called for a windfall profits tax on oil companies.
It'll do nothing but raise the price of crude oil.
Democrats ended up 9 votes short of the 60 needed to move the bill forward. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
With voters worried about their jobs, high gas prices, and a credit crunch, the presidential candidates are talking about the economy and taxes. John McCain says Barack Obama is bad for business. He says Americans will get more tax breaks if he is elected president.
I'll propose to double the size of the child tax exemption. Double it. I will also propose as well a middle-class tax cut, a phase-out of the alternative minimum tax to save more than 25 million middle-class Americans.
But Obama claims the McCain plan will add $300 billion in tax breaks and loopholes for large corporations and the wealthy, and never says how he'll pay for it.
Now, I've said that John McCain is running to serve out a third Bush term. But the truth is, when it comes to taxes, that's not being fair to George Bush.
Meanwhile, the Obama campaign is talking with congressional leaders about possible running mates. Senator Kent Conrad says the campaign is looking at top elected officials and former top military leaders. As many as 15 people have died in this week's storms and flooding in the Midwest and elsewhere. A dam burst in Wisconsin, sending torrents of water through small towns. And on Wall Street, the Dow's up 42. This is AP Radio News. The FDA is trying to track down the source of salmonella contamination of tomatoes. This is FDA Commissioner Andrew von Eschenbach.
Ultimately, what we want to find is where is the source of the problem and what needs to be done to eliminate the problem.
The outbreak has been reported in 17 states and has prompted a number of restaurant chains and stores to pull tomatoes off menus and store shelves. A judge in Ohio says that state's method of putting prisoners to death is unconstitutional because two of three drugs used in the lethal injection process can cause pain. The ruling may be appealed to the Ohio Supreme Court. Ohio has executed 26 inmates since it resumed putting prisoners to death in 1999. A 4-year-old girl who accidentally shot herself with her grandmother's gun in a South Carolina Sam's Club is now recovering. The child is in stable condition after undergoing surgery. She found the handgun in her grandmother's purse while riding in a shopping cart and shot herself. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying, stop looking over your shoulder, and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
Stephanie Miller.
So he's had, I believe it is five campaign staffers have to quit due to their lobbying ties, including some to foreign governments. Some kind of shady foreign governments.
Like Burma?
And yeah. How about this? This reminds me, speaking of Grampy McSame, McCain fired an energy policy advisor who was a lobbyist representing
energy companies.
Energy companies.
Huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's mavericky. If by maverick, I mean exactly the same.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. All across the country, we are seeing, and I mean, literally we are seeing, and I shared with you, I think it was earlier in the week, maybe it was, perhaps it was last week, David Schroeder's most recent piece on this, not just the uprising that he writes about in his book, The Uprising, an unauthorized tour of the populist revolt scaring Wall Street and Washington, and you can learn all about that over at davidschroeder.com, but also a significant shift in the perception of Americans of big business versus, you know, government as a positive force versus a negative force. David Sirota, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Great to have you here with us. Your writings are just absolutely great and spectacular. And this book is fascinating. You traveled the country from Albany to Seattle, infiltrated a Minuteman group. In particular, I thought that your conversation with Lou Dobbs was one that was sort of emblematic of the situation. You talk about him you talked about, first of all, how he told Wolf Blitzer, we're not going to have any Anna Nicole Smith stories. And then it kind of goes downhill or uphill, depending, I suppose, on your perspective from there. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, Lou Dobbs straddles the populist divide, meaning the how there's right-wing populism in this country and a left-wing populism. And you know, you watch Lou Dobbs and you listen to him talk about the war on the middle class and corporate power and unfair trade. And if you're a progressive, you say, well, I'm with you, Lou. And then he goes and talks about immigration. And you're like, I'm not with you, Lou. You're off the deep end. And right. what the conversation I had with him in part was about was how and why he separates those issues and how I think calculated that is, right? He separates the issue of free trade from the issue of immigration. He talks about free trade, and then he moves into talking about immigration, and never the twain shall meet.
Right.
And I think that's deliberate, because if you don't connect them, you're making a purely anger argument. If you do connect them, and of course they are connected, then you're making a more holistic argument about the system. I mean, obviously, when you have a NAFTA that opens up Mexico to subsidized agribusiness like ADM, that then wipes out Mexico's farming economy, you're going to have an immigration problem. But Lou Dobbs doesn't really want to talk much about that, because he wants to basically demagogue the issue of trade and then demagogue the issue of immigration and tap into that anger.
He's got his world famous syllogism, which is fairly easy to deconstruct, which all basically boils back down to offense, you know, and which not only will destroy species, but it won't work.
Well, I was on his radio show a couple days ago, and I said, Lou, you know, if we did what you want to do, and we build a 10-foot or a 20-foot wall, all we're doing is creating a market for 11-foot or 21-foot ladders. If we don't actually address the entire problem in a real way,
right,
then it's not going to solve anything.
Right. Yeah, is the bottom line. The Minutemen, the rise of the Minutemen. I remember when I was a kid, this was a right-wing fringe group. Well, tell us about the Minutemen.
Yeah, the Minutemen, I spent some time at the California-Mexican border with them, and I asked the question of what makes somebody leave their house, a politically, you know, I guess, disinterested person, get up, leave their house, and drive down to the border to pretend that they're guarding the border. And I asked that question, and what I found was that, sure, it's some racism. I think it's some xenophobia, fear of the other, but it's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear out in this country. When you turn on the television, you hear that terrorists are coming into our country, and there's everything to be afraid of. You know, the conservative response, or one of the conservative responses, has been to drive down to the border. And one of the most interesting things that somebody said to me, one of the Minutemen said to me down there, was, look, I was watching Fox News, I was watching Sean Hannity, and I just decided that, you know, I got to get off my butt and do something. I've got to go do something.
Yeah.
So driving down to that border, I think, is a way, a conservative response, and a way for conservatives to feel like they're engaged in some way.
Well, that's
way.
What Americans want to do. Americans want to be engaged. They want to feel like they're part of the solution rather than part of the problem, you know, to use the old cliche. And conservatives and progressives right across the board, you know, Americans, we're a very involved people. I don't think we're necessarily unique in that, but it's really part of our founding mythology and the ethos of this country. You write in one of the later chapters about, you know, driving along with I forget the woman's name, and she's pointing out, you're talking about Rex Tillerson, and she points out the ExxonMobil headquarters, the uprising against corporate America.
Right. I traveled. I snuck into the ExxonMobil shareholder meeting in 2007 with a group of shareholder activists who were pushing a shareholder resolution to get the company to address global warming. ExxonMobil is a company that whose products have created 5% of all human generated carbon emissions since 1880, and it's incredible. And what I found was that this is the shareholder activism and shareholder democracy. Democracy uprising is a corner of the larger uprising that very few people have paid attention to, but offers an enormous amount of power, enormous amount of ability to organize around, and to the point where when they offered up their resolution at that meeting, Rex Tillerson looked very, very nervous and was forced to acknowledge that global warming is now a problem. Now, you may say to me, look, what does that matter? ExxonMobil is still doing what it's doing. But look, if you can get a company that's been responsible for 5% of all carbon emissions, human-generated carbon emissions, to actually even change a teeny little bit, you've made a planet-wide impact.
Right. Excuse me. What you write about how Americans in the 30s, in the 20s, they were trusting big business, prior to that, they were trusting big business. Then, you know, big business crashed the country. You know, with the Great Depression, we as Americans began to trust government again during the Roosevelt administration. Reagan came in and said, no, don't trust government. And the public opinion polls were showing that we began to trust big business again. And now it's changed again. Am I getting the arc of this right?
Absolutely. The late 1970s, you look at Gallup's poll about confidence in different institutions in the country. And what you see is that there was that post-Watergate disaffection with government stoked by Ronald Reagan, but there was a confidence in big business, the banks, the financial system. What's changed today is on that same Gallup poll, there's a similar level of dissatisfaction with the direction of the government, confidence in the government. And I think that's based on the post-Abramoff era. But what's changed is you now have this real severe loss of confidence in big business and the economic system as a whole. And I think that's why, although this uprising, I think, could go into a right or left direction, I think it's more likely to go in a progressive direction because progressives have been making this critique of our economic system for years. Conservatives have spent the last generation making themselves synonymous with those economic institutions.
So define the uprising in a nutshell.
It's that middle state between total disengaged chaos and a full-fledged or a number of full-fledged social movements. It is a moment of opportunity, an upsurge in anger, an upsurge for an opportunity for a full-fledged social movement to come about.
And at what times in the past have we seen this in the United States?
I would say three times in the last century. Right, you had an uprising election or an uprising moment in 1932, as you mentioned, an uprising moment in 1964, and an uprising moment in 1980. In 32 was a reaction to the Great Depression, brought about the New Deal, the labor laws, et cetera, et cetera. 64, right in the middle of the ferment of the civil rights movement, the anti-Vietnam War movement was starting. That brought about a historic landslide election, the Great Society, war on poverty, ultimately an end to the Vietnam War. And then in the late 70s, you had, and I think it's most analogous to right now, you had an energy crisis, a Middle East crisis, a recessionary crisis, a crisis in confidence in government, and the conservatives took that uprising and channeled it into, and it created the full-fledged conservative movement that we're now living under.
Well, to the extent to which they're trying to, in the last half minute we have here, David Sirota, the extent to which they're trying to pick our pockets and scare us at the same time, I mean, it worked in 2000, it seemed to work in 2004, it's not going to work again?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work again. I think that everything tells us that we have a chance to take this uprising and make it our own, we progressives. But the responsibility is for us.
And how do we do that real quickly?
Well, I think that what we have to do is not focus all of our attention only on presidential politics. Mm-hmm. And when we do focus our attention on presidential politics, we have to remember that the election is a starting point, not an ending point. As you probably saw in the news today, Barack Obama put an advisor who defended Walmart as his top economic advisor. We have to put the pressure on.
Right. So from the grassroots up. And at the local level, at the national level, right across the board, we have to get active and get involved.
Exactly.
David Sirota, his new book, The Uprising, An unauthorized tour of the populist revolt scaring Wall Street and Washington. DavidSirota.com. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Tom.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program. Your radio support group for We the People.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
So, where do you get the gift that keeps on giving? Advance Auto Parts. Here's how it works. You buy a gift card at Advance and load it up from $5 to $500. You give it. They get it. And then it keeps on giving their car fresh oil, brake pads, wiper blades, air filters, spark plugs, shocks, batteries, everything. It's the most important tool in their wallet. And it's how you're going to help them turn their car into a harder working, better performing, and more reliable vehicle. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Only One magazine has been serving the gay and lesbian community in Arizona for nearly 20 years. Echo Magazine, with free distribution at over 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, Echo Magazine is the most established and most effective way for you to advertise your business and see real results. Our print and online directory of advertisers is an essential community reference guide. Every 2 weeks, a new issue of Echo Magazine keeps our readers up to date with important news and event information that impact our lives. At EchoMag.com, we update hot news as soon as it happens to keep you in the know. Don't miss out on the chance to be part of our 9th annual Arts Season Preview Edition in August and our milestone 500th issue coming in November. For advertising information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com.
1480 KPHX would like to take this opportunity to pass along our rules regarding contests and drawings. No purchase is ever necessary to enter a KPHX contest. To enter by mail, send a postcard with your name, address, age, and phone number to 1480 KPHX Contest, 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. You must be 18 years or older to enter and win. Staff and families of KPHX or Nova M Radio, its agencies, advertisers, and contest sponsors are not eligible. KPHX is not responsible for late, lost, or misdirected entries. No substitutions or cash alternatives will be given for prizes. All federal, state, and local taxes are the winner's responsibility. All decisions of KPHX are final, and you can only win once every 30 days. Void where prohibited by law. Specific rules for each contest are available at the 1480 KPHX studios at 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, or online at 1480kphx.com. We wish all our listeners the best of luck in winning, and thanks for listening to 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Beth here again,
and I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Company. Two Men and a Truck is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as outstanding customer service and flat hourly rates. Let us take the headache out of moving. Our professional staff will carefully pack and label boxes, move furniture, and then deliver and unpack items anywhere in the state. So get a move on! For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is we, letter R, movers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move. Save big when you schedule your move between the 1st and the 15th of the month.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now everywhere I go, they're glad to see that plastic cart. And no matter what the cost is, you know getting it ain't hard. You sign along the dotted line, you can take it home today. Buddy, let me tell you, you're gonna pay and pay and pay, old MasterCard.
Oh, MasterCard.
You mastered me.
You mastered me.
I'll
still be.
And welcome back 21 minutes past the hour. The Tom Hartman Radio Program. My old friend Dr. Louis Malmadrona is with us. He is, you have an MD, a PhD, you're a professor of psychiatry and medicine, the author of the Coyote Healing Trilogy, Coyote Wisdom, Coyote Healing, and now your new book, Narrative Medicine,
right.
Louis. And the website, healing-arts.org, mm-hmm. your website. Mm-hmm. And welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you in the studio with us.
Thanks.
Great to have you visiting Portland.
Yes.
It's always great to see you. You are practicing medicine in Canada. You've used to teach medicine down at the University of Arizona, was it?
Right, Arizona.
Along with Andrew Weil in the, mm-hmm. in the integrative medicine program. You used to practice out on the East Coast.
New York City.
What was the hospital?
Beth Israel.
Yeah, and you were practicing medicine there. And that wasn't psychiatry. That was emergency medicine.
Family medicine.
Right. So, I mean, you've been all over the map. You've seen everything. And now you're in Canada practicing medicine and also a professor of psychiatry at University
of Saskatchewan.
Great. So here in the United States, we have 50 million people who are uninsured, but probably another 40 million or so who are underinsured. Bankrupts, 51%, you cited the statistic earlier, we use it a lot. 51% of all bankruptcies in America are the consequence of people getting sick. How many people go bankrupt in Canada, where you're now practicing medicine and teaching medicine? How many people?
Zero. 0%. No one does.
Zero.
And they can't fathom this statistic from America. They just can't compute it. It doesn't make... They don't believe me when I tell them this.
Really?
Really.
Canadians. You tell them how bad it is here, and they go, no, it's not possible.
They say, it can't be possible.
There'd be an uprising.
Right. Exactly.
That's incredible.
I just can't believe it.
The right wing is out there saying, look at what great care Teddy Kennedy got. You know, he got wonderful care, instant, you know, the best, you know, and certainly, yeah, he got to fly in a private jet to the hospital. He's got a pile of money. But, you know, anywhere in the world, I mean, in some third world country, somebody with a pile of money like Teddy Kennedy can get good medical care. The question is, what about the rest of us?
Well, that's a good question, because the rest of us in the U.S. mostly are uninsured. You know, if you have Medicare, you still have to pay an $820 deductible for each hospitalization.
Wow.
And most things come with a 20% deductible at minimum, except for mental health care, which is a 50% deductible.
So even our single-payer health care system in the United States, because it doesn't cover everybody, and so there's not a huge political force to make it, to fix it,
right, and I don't understand why AARP doesn't fight back more.
Well, because they make so much money on insurance. AARP is principally in the business of selling insurance.
Well, there you go.
Therefore, the donut hole and all that kind of thing.
Right.
It's absolutely incredible. Louis, you're also Native American, I should have mentioned, and your book, Coyote Healing, and now Narrative Medicine, much of this has to do with the arc of how healing happens in different cultures, and bringing some of the perspective of older cultures to this younger culture of the invaders to this continent.
Well, and the take-home message is that we can do a lot to help ourselves outside of technology.
Uh-huh.
That so much of why we're sick, and probably why the healthcare system is broke, is that we rely on technology to cure things that really lifestyle should be the best approach.
And by lifestyle, not just eating well and exercising, but...
lowering stress, having fun, taking vacations, which Americans don't do. Canadians take 6 weeks vacation a year.
They do?
Yes.
Is it mandated by the government, or is it just normal?
Everyone gets it. It's normal. And they all go to Thailand and Australia and New Zealand. They take holiday. And it's amazing. You know, it's so amazing in Canada at the clinic where I work. At 4:45, there's not a soul in sight. Nobody in sight.
At the end of the day?
At the end of the day. Everyone is gone.
Why?
Because it's an 8:30 to 4:45 kind of job. That's what healthcare is in Canada.
So what happens if somebody gets sick?
Well, we have someone on call. I mean, it's, you know, the hospital emergency room is there. We have someone on call 24/7.
Right.
So they get taken care of.
But the people who type up the forms and do the paperwork and everything, it's a 9-to-5 job, basically.
And the doctors.
But they're not paid as much. You can't become a millionaire as a doctor in Canada.
You get paid more in Canada to be a primary care physician or a psychiatrist than you do in the U.S.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is that not because of the exchange rate, not because of the Canadian dollar is so much
No,
stronger.
Because you just get paid more.
That's incredible.
You get paid less to be a cardiac surgeon.
Uh-huh.
So apparently, primary care is valued more there.
I'm astounded. I'm absolutely astounded. This completely contradicts all the right wing stories we're hearing here in the United States.
Well, the right wing loves to tell stories.
Why? Yeah, but how do they get away with it? I mean, you know, I lived in Vermont. In fact, you and I both lived in Vermont.
Right.
I never saw a Canadian coming to Vermont looking for health care. I saw every Saturday or Sunday morning in Montpelier the bus that Bernie Sanders would organize with seniors getting in, going up to Canada to buy medication.
Right.
Do you see Americans showing up in Canada looking for health care?
No, but then I'm about 500 kilometers north of the border.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know,
so you're way up there.
I'm way up there, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Minus 51 in the winter.
So, we have in the United States a single payer healthcare system, Medicare. We have a socialized medical system, the Veterans Administration. You've seen the Canadian system, you've worked in the Canadian system, you've worked in the American system.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Ferrius at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
High water. I'm Ed Donahue. Floodwaters are expected to crest in places like Cedar Rapids, Iowa today. There is a lot of cleaning up to do from flooding in the Midwest. Mark Carlson got a look by boat in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
You could just see gallons and gallons and thousands of gallons of water flowing in from the Imbro River and just making farmland look like a huge lake.
Speaking at a small business conference in Washington, John McCain says an Obama presidency would mean higher taxes.
Under Senator Obama's tax plan, Americans of every background would see their taxes rise. Seniors, parents, small business owners.
Barack Obama says McCain wants to add $300 billion in tax breaks and loopholes for large corporations and the wealthy.
Now, I've said that John McCain is running to serve out a third Bush term. But the truth is, when it comes to taxes, that's not being fair to George Bush.
His word Obama is considering former top military leaders among his possible running mates. Wall Street, the Dow is up 58 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Ferrius, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen & Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Malloy ain't getting on the Scott McClellan train. I hope the guy makes $1 million selling his book. Go for it. But to me, he is as much of a ghoul and a flesh eater as Dick Cheney. Every single one of this pack of sons of bitches who have done this to the country is guilty. Every single one of them.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk.
34 minutes past the hour. Boy, we've covered a lot of territory today. By the way, just a quick reminder again, this great movie about the situation with regard to oil, Crude Impact. It's on the Sundance Channel tonight at 9:35 Eastern Time. Friday the 13th, it'll be on at 10:35 a.m. Eastern Time. And June 15th, Sunday, I had this wrong earlier, on Sunday it'll be on at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time, all on the Sundance Channel. Check it out. Crude Impact is the name of the movie. Our program brought to you, by the way, in part by the Teamsters working against the Columbia trade deal is this crazed thing. You can read all about that and get more information on that over at teamster.org. 35 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. John in Trumansburg, New York. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to make a point of clarification and perhaps maybe a gentle criticism of the way that you handled John Bolton's last comment.
Okay. Well, you can send me a note, John. I'm just not going to go there. Jack in Los Angeles. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
And thanks for not telling me how to run a talk show. Appreciate it.
No, I know what you've got going there.
Yeah,
in reference to Representative Kucinich's action last night, his bold action, commendable.
Yes.
It will probably go nowhere. And I think in order to get some leverage, I think people... I don't know what the mechanism should be, but I think there should be people in the Congress willing to bring charges against Speaker Pelosi to remove her as Speaker for aiding and abetting war crimes and crimes against humanity by not going through with impeachment.
You know,
Here's the problem that she has. Again, you know, we've talked about this before. It's she has a 30, as I recall, 36 vote majority in the House of Representatives. It might be 38, but it's under 40. More than 40 members, Democratic members of the House of Representatives, are from Republican districts, and they will lose those seats if they take anything other than relatively moderate to conservative positions, certainly on something like impeachment. So the Democrats could lose the House of Representatives because of that razor-slim majority that she has if she takes on impeachment. At least this is my understanding of the political calculus, as I've had it explained to me now by at least three Democratic members of the House of Representatives. What does she do if that's the reality? I mean, it seems to me like the only thing that we can do is we can get she has to have, or whoever the speaker is next time around, if it's not Nancy Pelosi, has to have a majority, a more progressive majority in the House of Representatives, rather than just that, you know, I mean, there's more than 40 in the Blue Dog delegation, although I wouldn't characterize all of them as, you know, obstructionists or conservatives or anything. I mean, there's some good people in there as well. But the point is that she doesn't have a real progressive majority. She doesn't even really have a Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. What are you going to do?
Well, I think the masses of people that have been coming out for Obama from center and center Republicans and independents are showing that I think we've got more pull than the people in Washington realize.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jack.
Say again?
I agree with you.
And also, I'm really afraid that very soon they're going to launch that strike on Iran, and this would be the only thing that would upset their timetable.
Yeah.
Also, I'm afraid that July 3rd, which is a new moon, might be their date.
It's not inconceivable. Jack, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. This whole issue with Nancy Pelosi is one that I've really struggled with, because on the one hand, I'm you know, John Conyers has essentially made it clear that he would move forward, but the leadership is holding him back, or has implied that, I think. I would love to see her get behind impeachment even now, even you know, 4 days before Bush leaves office. I'd love to see her get behind that. And yet I hear the other side from Democrats who I respect. And I don't think it's just wimping out. I think that there's a political reality here. But on the other hand, I think if enough of us speak out, maybe we can change that political reality. Certainly we'll do it at the ballot box. Richard in Santa Fe, listening on KTRC. Hey, Richard.
Hi. I wanted to call and comment. You had a guest on from Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Louis Melmadrona, Dr. Louis Melmadrona.
Okay. And I lived in Canada from 1977 till 92.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said that people up there take 6 weeks holiday. That's just not true. There are people that do. They have certain jobs that are, but most people don't. And, you know, I just wanted to put in a little bit of realism that, you know, and I'm very supportive of what Canada does, very progressive, but they do take their pound of flesh.
Yeah. All in all, would you rather have their health care system or ours?
Oh, by all means.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah. 6 weeks holiday, that's just, it's, you know.
Okay,
I'm sure,
so in other words, Canada is not the paradise that,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
They have problems. Taxes are, you know, ginormous. But trust me, I'd rather trade their health care system than ours.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, great. Richard, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Prez in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Prez, how you doing?
Hey, Tom. How are you there, my friend?
Great.
Good. Listen, first I want to say thanks. I want to make a couple of comments, and I'll use the utmost celerity, because I'd love to hear you riff on things. I have a solution for the Blue Dog problem. Here's what it is. And God,
let's it's not really a Blue Dog problem.
I understand.
Not, you know, it's more
but
of a...
The gist of that argument, anyway, mm-hmm. I understand it's not really that. It's the fact there's no support. Remember what happened in Watergate. Oh, God, do we need Sam Ervin? When the charges were laid out, when the thing started, the investigation was out there for everyone to see.
That's
the
right.
Republicans are the ones that went and told Nixon it's over.
Yeah, but that was after the evidence came out. And
no, I know,
the thing that led the charge, Prez, was the press. The corporate press in America during Watergate was willing to call out the president because they weren't afraid of him and they weren't in bed with him. The corporate press right now is both afraid of the Bush administration, at least the movie stars who call themselves news people are afraid, or the TV stars are afraid of the Bush administration. They're afraid of losing access. And the networks themselves have interlocking boards of directors with the companies that are contributing the money that's keeping the Republican Party alive and keeping Bush and Cheney and all their buddies in office.
I understand that, sir. But I would still say that once the investigation starts, is allowed to start by the mere mechanism, the very beginning mechanism, they would have to cover it.
But it's already started. And look at what happened. They
not formally, it has.
No, it certainly has. They subpoenaed Harriet Bolton, or Harriet Myers Josh Bolton, and that's the track that would have taken you right to the White House. These were the two people who were counseling to and working with the Bush administration. They subpoenaed them before Congress, and they said, no, we're not going to show up. The administration is stonewalling Congress. The only choice, frankly, in my opinion, that Congress has right now is to use their inherent contempt authority.
Well,
and I don't think they know how to do it, from what I can see.
Yeah, they are kind of amateurish, aren't they?
Yeah, and this
that's one of the main reasons to keep Bush from pardoning people. But I still would argue with you, and the fact that I think that once they start the formal impeachment, just the investigation part of it, it will all have to come out, and they will.
I agree. No, you're not arguing with me, Press. I agree with you. I am absolutely in favor of articles of impeachment. Actually, I'm in favor of an impeachment, an investigation that is explicitly for the purposes of are there impeachable crimes. I'm totally in favor of that, and I encourage everybody to contact their member of Congress and say you should have been standing there with Dennis Kucinich yesterday, and you should be telling Nancy Pelosi that you're gung-ho for it too. Now, Prez, I got to move along, but I appreciate your call and comments, and I just want to be on the record. What I was saying earlier is that I have heard Pelosi's argument, and I don't have a strong counter-argument other than to say we're going to activate so many people, Madam Speaker, that you're going to get it, that there is no risk to those Democrats who are representing the red districts, that there is no risk to them. And that's where we need to go with this thing, frankly, in my opinion. Howard in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Howard.
Yes, I was going to ask you your opinion, and I have my opinion. I'm going to give it to you, but your opinion of the number one priority for President Obama when he takes the inauguration in January.
I think it's the one that he is probably better suited for than anything else, by virtue of the fact that he was a professor at the University of Chicago, or whatever the university was, the law school there, professor of constitutional laws to restore our Constitution. And that means rolling back the unconstitutional laws and mandates and decrees and executive orders, and it means prosecuting the people who violated the Constitution over the last 8 years.
I think your opinion is greater than mine.
what was your number one priority?
My opinion is an executive order to replace gasoline as a fuel. I mean a crash program similar to Kennedy's putting us on the moon and Roosevelt building the atomic bomb, a crash program to replace gasoline as a fuel.
I think we're going to see that
coming. Infrastructure and the vehicles to burn hydrogen.
Yeah, I think hydrogen is basically a storage mechanism for solar or wind or wave or other forms of energy that need to be stored because they tend to go with the days. But yeah, Howard, spot on. That's going to happen. I'm telling you that is absolutely going to happen. You know, the fact that we're sending. To the Middle East, hundreds of millions of dollars every day it's crazy. That is going to happen. Anyhow, coming up tomorrow, Terry Jeffrey, editor of CNS News, we're going to discuss the issues of the day, and Rick Shuckerman, Associate Press Professor of History. We'll be right back.
Tom Hartman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
In the 1999 movie Stuart Little, the cat Snowbell was actually played by four different cats. Two did stunts, one did the running, and the fourth was used in close-ups. Higgins would be more happy with a role in a shoot-'em-up Western movie if he was going to be in a movie. He'd be the sheriff running anyone new out of town, and he'd probably yell, "And now come back," as they left town. Hey, for humans, our nutritional needs change throughout life. The same is true for your cat. Purina One goes the extra mile to ensure that each Purina One formula contains proper life-stage-specific nutrition. For example, protein. From kitten to senior, you can trust Purina One Nutrition for life. I do because I've seen the difference it can make. Higgins has more energy and a healthier coat. Look for the new Purina One packages at your favorite store. New look, same great nutrition. Are you feeding your cat the right food for her life stage? Could a change in her food change her health for the better? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge and find out. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, to get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat.
Getting a small electronic device repaired can cost you a bundle. Before you spend a dime to have that BlackBerry or PDA or GPS device repaired, stop by Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. They repair LG, Samsung, Motorola, Kyocera, Trio, Nokia, Pocket PC, and just about any brand of GPS device you have. At Sun Cellular, they know the importance of preserving your data, even though you may think it's long gone. Don't lose your pictures and your downloaded music. Why buy a new one when in most cases you can get it fixed for a fraction of the cost? Trust your cellular repairs to the pros at Sun Cellular. Right in the heart of the valley at 2813 East McDowell Road. Drop in or call 602-267-7800. That's Sun Cellular, 602-267-7800.
My name is Frank Sarwark. At Consolidated Auto Sales, I not only buy and sell the cars in our inventory, I drive them. If it isn't good enough for me and my family, why would it be good enough for you? A car is one of the most important purchases you will ever make. Where you buy can be more important than what you buy. At Consolidated Auto Sales, we can help you find the right car for you at a price and payment you can afford. Remember, Consolidated Auto Sales at the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren, 602-258-6071.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
Now, it's time to prepare for the main event.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party. Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant. 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company. Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management. And 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's a Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore.
9.5 minutes before the hour, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Joy in Santa Cruz. Hey, Joy.
What's up? Hi there.
Hey.
I'm also in your chat room.
I noticed. When I saw the message, I thought, okay, I'm going to put Joy up next. What's on your mind, Joy?
Well, I saw a diary today where John Conyers is basically asking people to refute or rebut his five top reasons for not impeaching. And evidently he met with Pink, Code Pink.
Oh,
and discussed this with them.
Where did you see this?
I saw it as a diary on Daily Kos.
Okay, I'll have to, you know, I haven't checked Kos this morning.
Where the American people wouldn't want impeachment.
Right.
The corporate media will slay us.
Right.
There's not enough time, not enough votes, and it will cost us the election. Or the Democrats, he thinks.
Right. Right.
I would say to all five of those reasons, it's the Constitution that we have to restore through impeachment. And that's what's important here. And their job is to protect that Constitution.
Yeah.
And there's another reason why impeachment is a very necessary thing to do for all these egregious crimes against our country. It's because the tool of impeachment needs to be restored to a legitimate purpose.
Yeah, I agree. It was used against Andrew Johnson illegitimately. It was used against Bill Clinton illegitimately. And it should be used legitimately. I absolutely agree with you. And
well,
and I, as you know, I am a supporter of impeachment. I just want to make that very clear.
Right, I know you are.
And I always have been. That said, if there is no impeachment, I think, and frankly, I don't think that there's going to be, because no matter what we say, I mean, we need to, if there's an opportunity to speak back to John Conyers and say, no, we disagree, I mean, we should take it. But I think that the political calculus that's going
to
be done in Washington, D.C. is, okay, we're looking at a base here that might be 5% of the electorate, and we're looking at a corporate media that controls the ability, you know, the swing vote of probably 60% of the electorate, what kind of risk are we willing to take? So my question to you, Joy, is let's just for a moment assume that Conyers actually might be right.
Okay.
And if he's right, and if instead of doing impeachment, what they do is they do a legislative agenda, they do investigations, they get all this information out in the press and out in the open, and then the Obama administration comes in, and then they begin to pursue prosecutions, doesn't that remedy the constitutional violations? Not quite as well. Clearly, we need to restore impeachment, I agree with you, to its legitimate place. But doesn't that begin the process of healing this country?
To a degree, but we still have, I think we can impeach these people even after they're out of office, actually. Legally, we can. But I think that we need to know what impeachment is for in this country.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know what it's for because they use it for such a trivial reason against Clinton.
Right.
And I think that your numbers might be wrong on how many people favor impeachment, too. 45%
It's over half. It's over half of Americans, you know, according to a Zogby poll that came out about 5-6 months ago, more than half of Americans said that they were in favor of investigations that might lead to the impeachment of the President of the United States.
That's right. And
that's not saying that they favored impeachment itself, but the investigations. And that's the information that needs to go to Conyers. Joy, I got to move along. I got a bunch of other callers, but thank you very much. Your points were really well made, and I appreciate the call, and great to see you in the chat room. Let's see here. Tom in Mesa, Arizona. Tom, you've been sitting on hold for quite a while there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
I'm a fairly frequent listener, but I'm never a caller. But today, when I heard your interview with Josh Bolton, I had to make a call.
Yeah.
I said, and this is the reason. I can't. This man's out of his frickin' mind.
I agree.
Attacking, this is ludicrous.
And the important thing, you know, the take-home message for all of us needs to be, this is the thinking inside the administration, because although he's not here, he wasn't here as a spokesman for the administration, he was here as a spokesman for the American Enterprise Institute. I'm telling you, they're all the same thing.
Yes, that's true. Now, the other point I wanted to make was, in 2006, Dick Cheney was interviewed. As a matter of fact, I heard the interview, I think, personally. And he was saying, you know, he was opposing, the Iranian energy program. And at that time, and as I know today, I don't think I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm 100% on the money that they have not violated the IAEA regulations.
Actually, I had on Thursday when I was doing the show from the United Nations, we interviewed the official spokesperson for the IAEA, and she said that Iran is in noncompliance right now on at least four different points.
On 4 points?
Yeah, four or five. I forget which it was.
Okay.
Yeah. But see, what's happened is that the IAEA rules have been changed just for Iran by the Security Council, by a vote of the Security Council. And so Iran, you know, signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Act, which gave them the right to produce nuclear power, you know, enrich uranium
right.
for nuclear power. Then the Security Council came in and said, okay, we know you signed this treaty. All these other countries signed this treaty. They can have reactors. But we're going to say you can't enrich your own uranium anymore. You're going to have to buy it from another state. And at that point, Iran said, nah, instead, what we will do, we're going to enrich uranium on our own soil. That's part of our national pride is associated with that. We will allow a group of other countries to participate with us in running the enrichment, if you want. But it's going to happen on Iranian soil. And that's what has been, you know, that's what the Iranians have on the table. That is seems like a very rational thing. But just like, you know, Saddam Hussein, just before we started bombing Iraq, was saying, hey, you can look anywhere in the country you want. You can do anything
right.
you want. You know, Hans Blix was himself pointing it out. And, you know, we took the irrational route. I suspect that... I think it was very important that we all hear what he had to say, what Bolton had to say today, because it says this is what's coming next. Tom, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We've got to wrap up the show here, though. And as I mentioned tomorrow, Terry Jeffrey. Also, Rick Schenkman is going to be with us. He's an associate professor of history at George Mason University. The question, just how stupid are the voters of America? Is that even an appropriate word to use? Maybe. We'll have that conversation tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with us today. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Call your elected representatives and tell them, impeach, yes, bomb Iran, no. Tag, you're it. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
That's T-H-O-M Hartman with two N's, radio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hayden calls him a must-read chronicler in the populist tradition. Naomi Klein says he's a clear-headed and principled hellraiser for economic justice. Now David Sirota takes you into the trenches of the populist revolt that's sweeping the country on both the right and the left and scaring the hell out of Wall Street and Washington. Read The Uprising by New York Times bestselling author David Sirota. In Hostile Takeover, David Sirota showed who's really running America. In The Uprising, he shows how ordinary Americans are gearing up to take it back. The Uprising, available now wherever books are sold.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Torrents of water are washing away homes and turning farmlands into lakes throughout the Midwest after several days of drenching storms. In Lawrenceville, Illinois, the AP's Mark Carlson reports a levee break has cut off a number of people.
Many homes were flooded out up to about halfway up their lands. A lot of homes are on hills and are completely surrounded on an island, and people were trapped on those little islands, makeshift islands, where the water just overflowed from the Imbro River.
In the Wisconsin Dells, a dam break sent water rushing through a number of homes and washed out part of a highway. At least 15 people are known to have died in the storms. Meanwhile, in the east, no break from excessive heat. This woman tried to find some relief at a fountain in New York.
Moving slowly.
not moving fast anywhere, staying under shade in the shade, drinking lots of water.
Heat watches and advisories have been in effect from North Carolina to New Hampshire. Oil prices have now settled into about $131 a barrel. Gas prices, though, were over $4 a gallon in much of the country. Today, a Democratic plan to impose a windfall profits tax on oil company has failed.
Democrats were 9 votes short of the 60 needed to debate the bill, which called for a 25% tax on big oil profits in excess of what would be considered reasonable. This is New York Senator Charles Schumer.
Take some of those record profits and require it be placed into alternative energy.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argued the idea is a loser.
Jimmy Carter tried a windfall profits tax in 1980, and it was a miserable failure.
Republicans say the key to the energy problem is to increase domestic production. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A plane with 200 passengers on board has burst into flames after veering off a runway at an airport in Sudan. The plane had flown to Sudan from Jordan. It was not immediately clear what airline was involved. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 23 points. This is AP Radio News. The economy and taxes were high on the agenda today for both presidential candidates. John McCain says Barack Obama's economic plan would result